Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want your English to improve. My name is Rebecca. So, do you prefer eating at home or would you rather eat at a restaurant? Now, as a kid, I definitely preferred eating at restaurants. Every time we would go out to a restaurant, I would get really, really excited. However, now that I'm older, I actually find it more enjoyable to cook at home and eat at home. Well, today we're going to continue learning what Sandy and Paige have to say about cooking at home or eating out. And today's lesson, as you probably already know, is called Cooking at Home or Eating Out. And the question that I would like you to try to answer today is, what does Sandy think about eating out? What does Sandy think about eating out? Okay, friends, I know you have your magazines. Open them up and let's begin. So come with me.
Cooking at home or eating out?
Eating out isn't cheaper than buying your own groceries. And you spend a lot of time waiting while someone prepares your meal.
That's fine with me. I can use that waiting time to read or answer emails. So I save time. And I don't have to do any preparation or cleanup.
Dirty dishes are my least favorite part of cooking. So my husband and kids do the dishes.
As a single person, I don't have that luxury. Also, it's no fun to eat at home by myself.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看 groceries 这个复数形名词。Groceries 是指食物杂货。例如 ,Mom always goes to the store around the corner to buy groceries. 妈妈总是去转角那家店买食物和杂货。或者是 the old lady asked the clerk to help her put her groceries in her car. 这位老太太请店员帮她把菜拿到车上。如果是单数的 grocery, 就是指杂货店。例如 Stewart got some ham and cheese from the grocery downstairs. Stewart 从楼下的杂货店买了些火腿和 cheese。接下来我们看的是 preparation 这个不可数名词。preparation 是指准备或预备。如果要说明是为什么而做的准备是用 for 这个介系词。例如 ,all of our team members participated in preparation for the presentation. 我们所有的组员都参与了这一次简报的预备。preparation 也可以指准备的工作或计划。这个时候就是一个可数名词。例如 preparations for the concert were well planned and carried out. 这个演唱会的筹备工作的计划与执行都非常的顺利。
Okay. Okay, so hold on. Our lesson talks about preparation for a meal and clean up after a meal.
Right.
So Rebecca, if you had to choose, which one would you prefer? Preparing the meal or cleaning up after the meal?
Hey, I don't even need to think about that. The obvious answer is I would prefer to prepare the meal, cook the meal. I'd rather spend hours in the kitchen cutting onions and putting salt and pepper on my beef and then putting it in a big pot than washing dishes.
Well, washing dishes isn't so bad. Actually, I think I would prefer doing the cleanup.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Well, partly because I don't know how to make really good meals.
Ooh. Well, yeah. See, in my house, we kind of have this understood rule that whoever cooks doesn't have to clean up.
Oh.
So if I do the cooking, the other people do the cleanup.
Oh, yeah. I think that's a pretty good rule to go by. Did you ever have to clean up when you were a kid? Maybe your mom made the meal and you all had to do different jobs, right? Like if I had to wipe off the table, then my older sister would have to sweep the floor. My brother would have to wash the dishes, and it would change every day.
Yes. I started cleaning up when I was probably 5 years old.
Oh.
You know, taking the dishes from the table and bringing them up to the sink so my mom could wash them. And then I started washing dishes when I was 7. So, yes, I have.
All right. Well, our lesson, Sandy was talking about how she didn't have time to do preparation or cleanup. But let's go back to the top here where Paige says, eating out isn't cheaper than buying your own groceries. So what does it look like if you are eating out? Mm-hmm. Well, you could just be at a fast food restaurant with your friends. Or maybe you've chosen a nice, fancy restaurant like this.
Mm-hmm. And Paige is also concerned because you spend a lot of time waiting while someone prepares your meal. That's not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, having someone else prepare your meal for you. But I guess it's a matter of opinion. Sandy responds, "That's fine with me." Okay. Let's pause for a moment and talk about that phrase, "that's fine with me." That just means that you're okay with doing something.
And this is a good phrase to know because maybe you're responding to someone who thinks you're going to not be fine with something, okay? So, for example, Paige doesn't want to spend time waiting while someone prepares her meal, and she thinks maybe Sandy feels the same way. But Sandy says, "That's fine with me." And friends, you can say this to somebody, "That's fine with me." For example, my friend Thomas,
mm-hmm.
when I was in Europe with my wife, we traveled a lot and very quickly from one place to the next.
Mm-hmm.
And Thomas kind of said, "Oh, well, it's up to you. I'm suggesting you go and visit the country, but you're such a city boy. You can go from one place to the next. That's fine." I said, "That's fine with me, of course. You can call me a city boy if you want. That's fine with me."
That's fine with me. A very useful phrase, so why don't you practice using it in English, of course. And Sandy continues by saying, "I can use that waiting time to read or answer emails, so I save time. And I don't have to do any preparation or cleanup." And I think you already know, but this is the answer to the question I had asked earlier concerning Sandy.
What?
The question concerning Sandy about how she doesn't have to do any preparation or cleanup.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
So what's the answer?
Right here. Sandy doesn't have to do any preparation or cleanup.
Ah, yes. Sandy enjoys eating at restaurants because she doesn't have to prepare the meal. Well, hey, that word cleanup is one word, and it seems like it's a noun in our lesson. And Rebecca and I were using it before kind of like a verb, okay? You are cleaning up. Here it's the idea. It's a noun, okay? You don't have to worry about cleanup. Rebecca, do you know that song?
Clean up, clean up.
Everybody, everywhere.
Da, da, da. Clean up, clean up.
Everybody, do your share.
Oh, yeah.
And just a little quiz. What was that, a verb or a noun in that song? Clean up.
That was a verb.
That's right. Okay.
Bingo! Points for me.
Good job, Rebecca.
Yes,
and that's
got
a
it.
Fun song to remember, friends. When you want to encourage people to clean up after themselves, clean up, clean up. Everybody, everywhere. Everybody, do your share.
That's right. Well, Paige continues by saying, "Dirty dishes are my least favorite part of cooking, so my husband and kids do the dishes." And Sandy says, "Well, as a single person, I don't have that luxury." She doesn't have that luxury. I like that word a lot, to
okay.
have luxury to do something.
That's right. If you have a luxury, that means it's something really nice, right? You don't need it, but it's really nice to have. For example, maybe you have the luxury of sleeping in on Saturdays. But if you have children, maybe you feel like you don't have the luxury of sleeping in anymore on Saturdays.
Well, speaking of sleeping in, I hope I can sleep in soon because I'm kind of sleepy.
Whoa, Rebecca.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you need to watch something like the
InfoCloud.
Welcome to InfoCloud. I'm Ken.
And I'm Carolyn. Are you feeling sleepy, friends? We hope not. The word sleepy is usually used to describe the feeling of being tired from lack of sleep. If you stay up late at night, you're inclined to feel sleepy.
Or when you get up in the morning and you're not fully awake yet, you're also sleepy.
Or groggy. That's the feeling I get when I'm still half asleep right after the alarm clock goes off in the morning.
My mother often called me a sleepyhead when I couldn't get out of bed in the morning. Wake up, sleepyhead. The school bus will be here soon.
Now, sleepy has another definition we should be aware of. When it's used to describe a place, like a town or village, sleepy means without activity or bustle.
Right. A sleepy village is a quiet village where nothing much happens. No murders, no riots, no late-night clubs, no concerts by famous performers. Just villagers going about their routines and going to bed early every day.
The opposite of sleepy would be bustling. A bustling city would have lots of cars and people everywhere, engaging in various activities late into the night.
Sleepy 就是很困，想睡觉。它可以用来形容到了晚上想睡觉，或是早上闹钟响了，却爬不起来，还想赖床的那种感觉。早上如果还很 sleepy, 通常也会觉得 groggy, 就是因为睡眠不足而感到迷迷糊糊、头昏眼花。这种爬不起来、贪睡的人，我们可以称之为 sleepyhead。父母亲往往会用这个字来称呼贪睡的小孩。sleepy 还有另一个意思，就是不活跃、缺乏生气的。比如说一个 sleepy village 就是一个懒洋洋的小镇。Sleepy 的这个用法呢，有一个反义词，那就是 bustling, 忙碌、热闹的。A bustling city 就是一个很热闹、人声鼎沸的城市。注意 bustling 中间的 T 是不发音的哦。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Hello everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. Well, it's that time of day, and you need to eat. So you have to make a big decision. Are you going to eat out, or are you going to stay at home, cook, and eat something at home? Which would you prefer? Would you rather be like Sandy or Paige?Well, friends, this is a very good question for you to think about. Would you prefer to eat at a restaurant or cook at home? Continue to think about that as we continue learning with Paige and Sandy.
Cooking at home or eating out.
Then make dinner and invite friends over. In my house...Eating meals together is precious family time. We talk about our day.
Sounds like an excellent way to spend quality time with others. That's why I like to make plans to eat out with friends.
On occasion, I enjoy going to a nice restaurant with my friends. I get to order something that I can't make at home. It's a nice treat.
Well, let's have lunch another day.
Okay.And I'll invite you to eat with my family someday soon.
Thanks, I'd love to.
Okay, 继续我们看 quality time 这个不可数名词。Quality 是指品质，所以 quality time 就是指与某人相处的优质时光或精心时刻。例如 William and his wife eat out once a week without their kids to have some quality time with each other. William 他们太太每一周都会不带孩子单独到外面用餐一次，让彼此有优质的相处时光。或者是 Peter spent some quality time with his son every night.Peter 每天晚上都会跟儿子有些单独相处的时间。最后我们看的是 on occasion 这个成语。Occasion 是指场合或时刻，所以 on occasion 是指偶尔或者是有时。例如 Alan visits his grandparents in California on occasion. Alan 有时候会去加州探望他的祖父母。或者是 on occasion, the Johnsons will hold a backyard party to entertain their family and friends.Johnson 一家偶尔会在后院举行派对，让家人和朋友们开心。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. All right, let's continue this conversation between Paige and Sandy. So Paige says, then make dinner and invite friends over. This is in response to Sandy, who said, it's no fun to eat at home by myself. And this is a good way to resolve that problem. Mm-hmm. You can have some friends over.
And of course, you can make dinner. I love making dinner. It reminds me of people in the kitchen with, you know, some pots and pans and what was that?
Knives.
With knives.
Yeah, careful.
Well, you have to be careful with those knives, but cutting up onions and other different things. And then of course, it smells so good in the house. Ah, I'm getting excited about my next cooking adventure.
Wow. Remember, you have to teach me how to cook, Rebecca.
But that's right. Well, Paige continues, in my house, eating meals together is precious family time. We talk about our day.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you can do that outside too, right? Anyway, Sandy says, sounds like an excellent way to spend quality time with others. That's why I like to make plans to eat out with friends. So I'm with Sandy. Mm-hmm. You can have quality time with people inside a house or outside at a restaurant mm-hmm. or at a park or anywhere.
You make a very good point,
I know.
Kate. Quality time doesn't have to only be in the kitchen cooking. However, it's one way to have quality time. Now, friends, we keep using this word quality time. And what does that mean? Well, it just refers to a time that you devote either to yourself or to another individual. So you could have quality time with yourself, meaning that you just need some quiet time by yourself, or quality time with a friend.
So let's think of some situations or scenarios and think if they're quality time or not. How about watching a movie with someone else? Is that quality time, Rebecca?
By my definition, that is not quality time.
Oh.
Because even if you're sitting in the same room, you're not talking to the other person.
Well, what about if you are doing a project together with somebody, maybe you're serving other people, and you happen to have some time to talk with each other? Is that quality time?
See, for me, that is more quality time, yes. Now, some people might mm-hmm. think that watching a movie together is quality time because they're together. But then you have other people like myself who enjoy talking. That, to me, is what makes it quality time.
Yeah, because I agree with you, because it seems like you're getting to know each other better and having a deeper understanding for each other, and that seems like better quality time. So maybe the best situation is maybe eating together or having coffee or tea together. That's good quality time.
And just as a reminder, eating mm-hmm. together or sitting at the same table, but then being on your cell phone, blinding other people, is not the best way to have quality time. Well, continuing on with this line, Sandy says, that's why I like to make plans to eat out with friends. Paige responds, on occasion, I enjoy going to a nice restaurant with my friends. I get to order something that I can't make at home. It's a nice treat. That sounds a lot like me.
Right. So like every once in a while, you go out, have a nice treat, like cow tongue somewhere. Well, Sandy yeah. says, well, let's have lunch another day. It sounds like she's telling Paige she wants a rain check.
Uh-huh. She wants to take a rain check. And this is a phrase, friends, we would like you to know. If you cannot do something with someone when they invite you to do it, but you would like to do it at a later time, you can say, let's take a rain check.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting phrase. I'm not sure where it came from, rain check. But we really do use this phrase, friends. Maybe you had planned to go with someone on a day, but then something came up, okay? I had plans to go with my friends, but now all of a sudden my parents are in town. Sorry, guys, let's take a rain check. I need to spend time with my parents.
And so Sandy really could say, I'd love to have lunch with you sometime. Today's not going to work, but let's take a rain check. And, of course, Paige responds by saying, okay, and I'll invite you to eat with my family someday soon. And Sandy says, thanks. I'd love to.
Well, I think either way, whether you're cooking at home or eating out, it all sounds really good. You know, I agree with both Sandy and Paige because I think it's really nice to eat at home, a nice home-cooked meal sometimes. But it's also nice to go out alone or go out to a restaurant where they've already prepared a nice meal for you.
Exactly. Well, friends, right now it's time for a special challenge. It's time for the SC Challenge. Yes. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the SC Challenge. Today we have a very special treat. We have Linda, the editor of SC Magazine, here to join us. Hello, Linda.
Hi, Rebecca. Thank Hi, everyone.
And we're very excited. Well, today's lesson is cooking at home or eating out. Of course, which is better? And so I have a few questions that I'm going to ask our editor to see how well she knows the lesson. But of course, we want you to try to answer the questions as well. First question, which best describes eating out? A, you wait for a while. B, someone prepares your food. C, you don't wash dishes. Or D, all of the above.
Definitely D.
All of the above?
All of the above.
Linda, you are correct.
Yay!
Good job. And friends, I hope you got that one correct as well. Question number two. Who does Paige usually have dinner with? A, her family. B, her friends. C, by herself. Or D, with her mom?
The answer is A, with her family.
That is correct. Paige usually has dinner with her family. And as you remember, Paige is one of the characters in the story. The other character is Sandy, and here's a question about her. Question number three. Why does Sandy enjoy eating at restaurants? A, she doesn't have to wait. B, she can eat alone. C, she doesn't have to prepare the meal. Or D, she doesn't have to go anywhere.
I think Sandy is the same as I am. It's C. She doesn't have to prepare the meal.
Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
Well, that is the correct answer. Good job. You got 3 out of 3 correct.
Yay.
Well done, Linda. Well, last question, just to, you know, your own personal opinion. Do you prefer eating at a restaurant or eating at home?
Well, I like both. Sometimes it's fun to eat out, and sometimes it's nice to just stay home and eat at home. So we eat out maybe 2 or 3 times a week, and we eat at home the rest of the time.
Okay, so you have a nice balance, eating out and eating at home. Well, friends, thank you for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you next time on the SC Challenge.
You know, Rebecca, I was thinking I usually eat out for my meals, but wouldn't it be fun to have a potluck with some friends?
Ooh, yes. I love potlucks. That's where different friends bring a different type of food.
Yes, yes. We can have it at your place or at my place.
Hey, we could do it at my place, sure.
Okay.
Let's plan a day.
Okay, great. You can make something.
Uh-huh.
My wife can make something.
Uh-huh.
And we can have, and we'll have different people bring different dishes.
Good idea.
Oh, good, okay.
Well, friends, doesn't that sound like a great idea?
Yes.
Thanks for joining us, and we look forward to seeing you next time right here on Studio Classroom.